Welcome back into Carpenter and Rother. We're going to head to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Link up with our guy, Patrick Murphy, who covers Ohio State football and basketball for BuckNuts.com. Patrick, what's going on, man? How you doing today?
I'm good. We made it almost all the way to Indy yesterday before things got canceled and turned around and came back. And obviously yesterday was a strange day, and it's going to be a strange next few weeks.
No question. So before we get to some Ohio State basketball and football stuff, like, what does this change for you on the daily? For the folks that don't know exactly what it takes to do your job, how does this now affect a Patrick Murphy?
Yeah, it's certainly going to change things. We were intending on having the Big Ten tournament this weekend. Steve Hellwagon was going to head out to the NCAA tournament starting next week. Dave and I were going to cover remotely and then handle spring football stuff while he's gone. Now we're kind of in a period of uncertainty in terms of figuring out, what to do. People are going to be home a lot more. We understand that. They're going to want things to read about. So we have to come up with things to write. We had a conference call between all of us at Bucknuts this morning about, ideas on how to handle the next few weeks until, sports come back or whatever. So it'll certainly change things, but we're going to continue to produce content. We're going to get creative. It's almost like the June, July months when there's not much going on in terms of an Ohio State perspective. We're just going to have to kind of do that stuff we'd come up with then a little bit earlier.
And so, you talk about that and you get into a lot of hypotheticals and, and when sports come potentially back and stuff, like let's just say they do. I mean, have you heard anything or has there been any talk about how this could potentially change the calendar? Basketball looks like that's going to be canceled, but for football heading into the off season, with summer workouts, the cancellation of spring games, spring practices, they have the restrictions with coach interaction in the summer, how the recruiting timeline. Have you heard anything about potentially how that could look moving forward, assuming that this thing eventually calms down here in the next couple of weeks?
I have not, and I think it's just too soon. Everyone's kind of reacting, in the last few days here. So it's kind of a wait-and-see approach, I guess I'd say, because no one knows. This is uncharted territory. I mean, when was the last time you heard of a place like Ohio State football shutting down recruiting? At the very least, they abide by NCAA rules and whatnot, but there's always at least some kind of recruiting stuff going on. Bill Kerlick, our recruiting guy, said today on that conference call I mentioned that, he can't remember ever having something like this, where you're trying to figure out what's going on and who to talk to and what guys are doing and things like that. So in terms of actual football, I imagine if this plays out as many health experts expect, they'll go into the summer and be able to, work out as they would normally. And, it won't affect too much for the fall. Obviously you're a little bit behind schedule without these, 12 spring practices they're going to miss out on now, but that's assuming everything, plays out in a best case scenario. If it doesn't, then I think, again, there's going to have to be adjustments and you just kind of take that as it comes. And, obviously updates will come out on that as we get closer to summer and then obviously the fall.
Patrick Murphy, who covers Ohio State athletics for BuckNuts.com, joining us here on the Fan. Patrick, I want to ask you about this Ohio State football team. What, for you, was the main thing you were excited to see kind of unfold leading up to the spring game for this Buckeye football team?
I was really interested in the defense. There's so many new faces that are going to have to emerge on the defensive side of the ball. Anytime you lose a guy like Chase Young, obviously – a Heisman Trophy candidate, especially defensively, you're going to have to replace that. And they certainly have guys and guys people know, Jonathan Cooper, Zach Harrison, and plenty of others that can step into that role. But it was about seeing them develop, seeing who can kind of emerge. Linebacker, you're losing a very productive player the last 2 years in Malik Harrison. They have plenty of talent, but which guys step in? They were talking about moving Baron Browning around from – mostly in the middle last year. Does he play on the edge? Stuff like that. And then the secondary, I heard you guys talking about this before I came on. You just lost a multi-year starter in Jordan Fuller, who was very good these last couple of years. Jeff Okuda, who probably will be the first defensive back taken, at least the first corner taken in the NFL draft, from your secondary, and Damon Arnette, who proved last year to be a very productive player, really got it together. So, you know, as highly as this team is thought of after what they accomplished this year, you know, they have a lot of holes defensively, and you know, you can only learn so much about a team when they're practicing against each other in the spring. But I thought it was going to be a good test, especially for the secondary, because you have these talented receivers, you have Justin Fields, you know, so we were going to get to see where these guys kind of stood. And now, not only are we not going to see this, but they're not going to have the practice. So those are the things I was looking at. Obviously, with Master Teague going down, it was going to be interesting to see which of the young running backs step up. But going into spring practice, defense was really where my focus was, and how you fill all of those holes that are going to be essential if they're going to make another run back to Big Ten Championship and the college football playoff.
Any worry about, you know, Justin Fields, as good as he was last year and really played well at the end of the season, that, you know, spring is so vital for a quarterback, especially a young guy, a one-year starter in his development, that this could hamper his development potentially heading into the fall?
Sure. I think definitely, you know, you go back to last year with Justin Fields, as great as he was, there were some throws that I know he would like to have back, specifically in the Clemson game, but you look through the season, there were a number of times he could have been picked off and just wasn't, and you know, or you know, the number of sacks that he took, things like that, that they can go back and review, work on with him during the spring. You're going to miss those opportunities for him to develop. And, you know, I imagine there's a plan in place. You know, I'm sure he'll be watching film. He's not just going to take this time to, you know, sit around and not continue to grow as a quarterback, but it's going to be limited. You know, he expected to be at the Woody working with his team and getting better, and they're not going to have that. So I think that's definitely a concern. You know, I think we're nitpicking a little bit. This is a guy who in his first year as a starter, obviously was another Heisman Trophy finalist, but you want to see him develop. You want to see him really become that all around quarterback, you know, make the right decisions. Don't take as many sacks, step up in the pocket, things like that, that come with, you know, time and watching film and practicing and whatnot. So, yeah, I think that's definitely a concern. You know, fortunately, I think they've, you know, targeted certain things with him. Ryan Day, obviously, you know, a developer of great quarterbacks. Corey Dennis, a guy they have a lot of confidence in stepping in as the quarterback coach. You know, I think there will be a plan in place to continue to develop him, even if they do miss some of these practices.
Patrick, we'll get you out of here on this one. I want to ask you about this Buckeye basketball team. Clearly, they won't be playing in the NCAA tournament, but your thoughts on what could have been as far as a tournament run with this year's Buckeye basketball team?
It's really unfortunate, because I think this team was really rounding into form, you know, these last several games. Obviously, the January they had was not ideal, but started to turn things around in February, you know, really got things going here of late. Obviously, the loss to Michigan State was tough to end the regular season, but, you know, it's tough to go up there on senior day in East Lansing at the Breslin Center and win regardless. And they did it shorthanded. You know, obviously, no Kyle Young, no Alonzo Gaffney, no DJ Carton, but maybe they got Kyle Young back at some point during a tournament run, and you throw him in with the six or so guys that had played really well. I mean, you know, outside of Caleb Wesson, who was the guy for most of the season, C.J. Walker and Dwayne Washington were really starting to step up, you know, offensively, defensively. I was impressed with both of them. Andre Wesson does his thing, and obviously his sense of urgency enhances in the tournament, knowing that, you know, the games could be his last. So Luther Muhammad, I think, has shown in spurts that he can score. He's always going to be a good defender. I thought this team was setting up for a nice tournament run. I don't think they were a national championship caliber team, but you never know what happens. You get the right matchups, you get hot. That's why the tournament's so much fun. And, you know, obviously I think this was the right decision given the health concerns, but it is disappointing both from a coverage perspective and a fan perspective to not have that and not be able to see what this team might have done. I think Chris Holtmann has been able to, you know, get the most out of his team at this time of year. And with the way they were playing, it could have been interesting to see how they navigated a tournament. And you know, I think it's unfortunate we won't get to see that play out.
Yeah, very strange times, man. Very, very strange. He's the Ohio State beat writer for Bucknuts and 24/7 Sports, Patrick Murphy. Pat, thanks so much, and stay healthy out there, and have fun navigating these worlds without any sports, man.
Yeah, you too. Make sure you wash your hands.
No doubt about it. When we come back, we'll